This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is back at the studio. Slim is out here keeping us on air. We're going to get to a few college football headlines in a moment. But first, how about those Braves? They won yesterday 7-1 over the Marlins. Matt Olson, Marcelo Ozuna, Michael Harris all hit home runs. Joey Wentz allowed one run in 5 1/3 innings, and the Braves won 4 of 5 games against the Marlins. We love to see it, right?
Yeah, we do. And obviously, anytime you get the Braves back in the column, I think they moved to 16 games under. And we've talked about kind of building momentum towards next year. I think when you look at guys like Matt Olson able to do that, obviously Michael Harris is still kind of on a tear. I thought he went into a slight lull last week. We asked Grant about it on Friday, but kind of moved back in that direction at least yesterday, and it's nice to see Nacho Alvarez with a hit. I don't know how I feel about Marcelo Ozuna getting 3 RBIs because I'm like, okay, what does that mean? You know what I mean? Like, I don't think we're re-signing him and, you know, to be a DH, and he's 35, 36 years old and everything else, but it's just nice to see those guys get back in the win column because, you know, they're scratching and calling to do so. And the Marlins, not a great team, but not awful either. So when you look at the Eastern Division, obviously things kind of up for grabs, I guess you'd say.
The Marlins are only 6 games out of the last wild card spot, which is held by the Mets, who the Braves play on Tuesday, start a series in New York. I mean, the Braves are only 12 back right now. So, I mean, I think, you know, just going a little run. Might get Chris Sale back soon. I mean, it's time.
Yeah, dude.
Offense is hot.
Yeah.
I appreciate what you're trying to do.
It's good. Look, I'm a Braves fan. I don't see them lose. I'm not. This isn't the NBA or the NFL where when fans say tank for something that has any credence. I mean, it's good. I mean, yeah, maybe they could have the number one or number two or three or four draft pick next year. But just win games and, like you said, build a little bit of confidence and let some of these guys build their confidence back at the plate, right? Getting clutch hits and stuff and. So it's cool to take 4 or 5 from anybody. You were pretty horrid since the All-Star break, and now you're back to 5-5 in your last 10. So I think reality might come, though, with this series with the Mets, as they're realistically fighting for a playoff spot, and they have not. The Mets are 1-9 in their last 10. They have lost 7 straight. So maybe not.
I will say this as well. Nice weekend for the bullpen overall. Pierce Johnson, Dylan Lee, some of those guys, Daisbell Hernandez. That's something that I'm going to be keeping track of down the stretch run as well, because it's been a talking point all year. I still don't know what the back of the baseball card is going to end up looking like, but man, anytime with the rotation the way it's been, anytime you get good stretches from the bullpen, it's nice.
Yeah, overall, though, just a refreshing weekend at Truist for the Braves. All right, let's talk about some college football. So LSU quarterback Garrett Nussmeier is dealing with patella tendonitis. What does this say as far as the season?
Yeah, I think it says basically nothing. I mean, it's a quarterback that, you know, you're not grinding quite as hard on those knees, especially him. He's a pocket passer, and, you know, I know that he has a little bit of athletic ability, but this just comes on the heels of the injury scare a week ago and everybody kind of wondering what it meant. And sometimes tendonitis can be one of those things that pops up because of a trauma, like if you bang your knee on the hard, you know, on the ground really, really hard. So maybe that's kind of what happened, but I don't think it's anything to be terribly worried about. It's something I've dealt with in the past, and you can definitely still kind of move around, especially at the quarterback position.
Yeah, I think they had to address it. They probably wouldn't have never said anything if it didn't come out. And
right.
Brian Kelly walks out, and he's – I don't know if you guys have seen the video, but he kind of walks up, and it looks like it's in a bigger – it's almost like not a scheduled speaking event for him because he walks up. There's no stand or podium. And he's like, yeah, Nussmeier's fine. He's got a patella tendonitis or whatever. He's like, we didn't have to amputate his leg. He's not. He's not out for this. Like, and just kind of played into the hysteria that was created because it became a firestorm on social media Thursday night.
Well, it comes on the heels of that Any Given Saturday video that's been out of him talking to his and Garrett's agent, which is the same person, and him basically being like, we want him back in college football. So. Yeah, I mean, it would have been a bad look if that would a video would have come out in the same, you know, three-day span that Garrett Nussmeier would have had a major knee injury. Brian Kelly would have looked that much worse. Not that he looks great on a national scale, but he would have looked that much worse.
Yeah, and in that video, that if you don't know about it, it looks like Brian Kelly is trying to get his agent, who's also Garrett Nussmeier's agent, to talk the player, which is Nussmeier, into coming back, even if it's not what's best for him. And so that's the way it appeared. And so, yeah, Mike's spot on.
Well, moving on to Jimbo Fisher. He wants to come back to coaching college football, wants to be on that sideline again.
Okay. Like, I mean, I have no idea what that means or who would pick him up. And obviously we've talked till we're blue in the face about the $100 million guaranteed contract he got from Texas A&M all those years ago and the Christmas tree being left in his front yard over there in Tallahassee. And I don't know why he'd want to come back. I mean, the guy's got plenty of money. I'm sure that maybe it's fun, and maybe, you know, if that's all you know, then that's all you know. But in the end, if I'm him, I don't know that I want to be a head coach. Maybe an offensive coordinator. Like, that'd be fine. I'd love to just chop it up, draw up a playbook, and kind of, you know, run the practice from that angle. But I'm good on all the recruiting and stuff if I was him.
These guys can't help themselves sometimes with this. I mean, if my profession was college football coach – and I had made as much money as he had, including that $100 million that he got guaranteed, you would never see – if I wanted to coach so badly, I'd be coaching, like, some high school team in a town of, like, 300 people. You just would not find me. I would be gone. That said, if I won the lottery, I'd still come do radio because I'm a radio host and I like to talk. And it's fun. But it's – you said it never works. And it – I'm not sure if he's the type of person that could work as just an OC. Like, I think he needs to be in control at this point in his life and his career because it's once you get that power, it's hard to give it up.
You think that a lot of people said that about Chip Kelly, though? And there he is moving.
Yeah, but I think the NFL broke Chip Kelly. And then I think he went to college football and realized it wasn't the same and it had changed, and I think it broke him even more to the point where he was like, all right, I just want to go back calling plays. What I'm saying is I'm not sure if Jimbo feels like he was the problem at Texas A&M, even though he was, most likely, from what we've heard. And we talked to the guest we had at SEC Media Day.
Billy Lucci.
Yeah, Billy Lucci was like, yeah, he was kind of the problem there because of the way he handled certain things. And that's one of the things Mike Elko completely went away from. So I'm not sure if Jimbo has come to grips with he was the problem.
Look, I don't have a problem with Texas A&M fans, but – Jimbo Fisher ain't been the only problem in the history of that program. That program continues to do less with more the history of football.
That's because of chefs in the kitchen, according to Billy. But
mm-hmm. Yeah,
I go back to hearing some of the things I heard out of FSU and Jimbo's late in his tenure of just how he has a way of running people away from wanting to help him. And that's what got him a little bit at FSU. Even though he wasn't fired, that's one of the reasons why he left, because he wasn't getting what he wanted anymore.
Is he desirable as a college head coach now? I mean, like at an upper level school. Like, I could see like a, you know, Big 12 team taking. I mean, look, he's a national championship coach and obviously knows what he's doing. It's just, I don't know. I don't know that some of the upper tier programs are in a hurry to hire him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
So
I bet. You know, I was actually have a buddy of mine that I was hanging out with yesterday. He was a K-State grad. He was went to school there during the Michael Bishop days back in the late 90s. I bet you I think they actually have a pretty good coach now at Kansas State, but a Kansas State-type like program, yeah, I think he could do some things there.
That just screams Les Miles at Kansas, like that whole situation. A national championship-level coach wants to get back into it, not stray too far, and – you know, falls flat.
You got to have a mind, and all, I think in one of those schools, they need like an offensive mind that can outthink, you know, and outthink his skill at positions.
Yeah, do more with less. I agree with you.
I am curious. I feel like we have this conversation a lot. Like, you've made so much money, why not just retire? What is that line? Where's that line of demarcation? Like, what's that number you got to hit before you're like, okay, I'm just going to call it?
I think it's all relative.
Well, $100 million would have been it for me. I just as a college football coach, it would have been, I mean, look. Yeah, Mike's point with the relative thing, because you got to remember that they've been used to making millions for years.
I was going to say, and as a coach, like, as a player, I think there's always a saw. It's like, hey, you need to put your money away. As a coach, I think coaches look at it and go, I can do this for 50 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm good. I'm just going to start. I'm gonna buy that yacht I always wanted, and I don't get to spend that much time with my family, so I'm going to make sure I take that, you know, Mediterranean vacation in July and things like that. And then all of a sudden, you're like, you're in a hole. You know what I mean?
But, like, all right. And I know
paying
we got
a new condo complex.
I know we got to get to the Mac drop, but like Kirby Smart has a Ford deal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious what that Ford deal is, because I got to think personally, I could live off the Ford deal and then have just boo-koodles in the bank. Also, some of that's in a high yield earning interest. Some of that is in stocks or something. You got to have a trustworthy guy, like, you know, making money off your money. So I would like to think that Jimbo Fisher has got more than 150 or 100 million dollars in the bank, and he's, you know, his money has made money. But, and again, we always hear these stories about bad investments.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got boo koodles in the bank. Sorry, Bo. I heard it. It locked in. I had to
let it go.
It's a real saying, you know.
Boo koodles.
Boo koos. Isn't it? Boo koos. Yeah, boo koo. Not boo koodles.
Boo koodles.
All right, let's talk about pancakes. So I was not a fan of the Brewers when they were in town, because they, you know, the Braves did not fare well during that series.
Right.
However, they've got a nice little place in my heart now, because Brewers manager Pat Murphy, he went viral during an interview a couple weeks ago where he pulled a pancake out of his pocket and started eating it during the interview.
I did not see this. I am now Googling this.
Let's hear the audio, Dylan.
I like a lot of different things during the game. There's pancake. Actually, I got a little pocket pancake right here that I munch on. They're wonderful. You want some?
I would love them. Thank you so much, Pat. Oh, those are delicious. Pizza, bagels, what else do you keep in your pocket?
Whatever fits.
All right, so that interview went viral because he is eating pancakes straight out of his pocket.
Whatever fits. This reminds me of of Napoleon Dynamite when Napoleon used to put his tater tots in his cargo pockets?
Yeah. So from that, because that interview went viral, now at American Family Field, they are selling Murph's Pocket Pancakes for the rest of the season. What could we do at Truist that you could, like, can they sell this, like a double bubble helmet? Like, what can they do for the season? Look, is there anything else going viral?
This is going to sound like we're copying them, but we are the home of Waffle House. It's simple. Waffle, pocket waffles.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt. Like, let's not reinvent the wheel here. Pocket waffles. Little three-pack, throw them in the cargo short. You're good to go, baby.
We need Snit to go viral with some kind of snack that he's eating during an interview, or one of the players. Yeah, which player do you think we could get to eat some snacks during an interview?
That's a good question. Seems like a Marcelo Ozuna thing. I don't know.
The guy with the swords was still on the team.
none of them this year because they've been so stressed out. But when they're playing well, you know, guys like Austin Riley. Ozzy for sure.
I think it's got to be a bench player.
Nacho Alvarez.
Yeah, he could have nachos.
You could do nachos. Yeah, there you go.
You could do nachos. Yeah. It would be interesting. Well, if you are going up to Milwaukee, feel free to go ahead and get some pocket pancakes when you're there for a baseball game.
Also, I'm doing an apology by you two.
No.
Boo-koodle is a southern adjective.
You wouldn't apologize to us.
A large amount of something.
No.
Yes, it is a real slang. I'm the.
Did you use Urban Dictionary? You did.
Everybody says boo-koos of bucks, not boo-koodles.
Boo-koodles.
Coming up, we're going to break down that Falcons game. A lot of layers going on. That is next with the Morning Shift live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.